Next on RadioSt.Pete.com, Peter's Proffer with Clearwater attorney Peter Tragos. The experienced lawyers at Tragos, Sartes, and Tragos discuss common legal questions, providing insight into the legal process and covering current events as they relate to the legal field.
Welcome back to another episode of Peter's Proffer here in the courtroom of current events. And today we're going to talk about Space Force. Is it real or is it just a TV show on Netflix? So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about what the point of it is, what people think about it generally, and how long it's been around. You might be surprised. Today we've got Pete Sartes and George Tragos on the show with me, and we're going to talk through this. If you guys have any questions about any specific legal topics, if you have any questions about anything going on in current events that we can break down from a lawyer's perspective, go ahead and find us on social media at Tragos Law, or you can send me an email, petertragos@greeklaw.com. We're doing some similar things, but in video form, and we're even going to record some of these podcasts and put them up on YouTube because we have just started our new YouTube page. It's The Lawyer You Know, so you can go subscribe over there and click the like button so you can get the notifications whenever we post a new video. So for now, just sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode of the podcast. All right, so the U.S. Space Force. I watched the show with Steve Carell on Netflix. It was hilarious. I didn't even know that it was a real thing until Pete came and said, no, this is actually real. So, Pete, why don't you start out by telling us, what is the U.S. Space Force?
All right, the U.S. Space Force, I'm talking about the actual government entity, is the newest branch of the armed service. So now there are six branches of the armed forces: Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, and now the United States Space Force.
So it's equal with the other branches.
It in fact is. Wow. It's got their own four-star general. It's a real military branch of service.
And you have not watched the show?
I have not watched the show.
Okay,
because I am not a Steve Carell
fan. That's how the premise basically starts, is this four-star general gets to be the head of Space Force, and he's completely incompetent, basically. But, okay,
is
so continue.
Is his name Kirk?
Yeah, right.
Right.
No, they wish.
The card.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So what winds up happening is December of 2019, there was an enactment, and as of January 1, 2020, you know, the Space Force now exists. They have their own uniform. They have their own flag. They've got their own insignia. And yes, the insignia does look strikingly like the insignia used by Star Trek.
Did they get it from Star Trek?
The other way around, actually. The insignia is the Delta. It's been in the U.S. arsenal of patches since like 1961. And what wound up happening was when space flight and space concepts were a big deal back in the early 60s. I think when they did Star Trek, the actual TV show with Leonard Nimoy and Captain Kirk, they used the symbol for the Space Command back in the 1960s. So they've utilized that exact same symbol and brought it back.
Okay, so what is the history of it? Did it actually just start in 2019, or has this been a long time coming?
You know, it's actually been around for a long time, and I know there was a lot of people making fun of this when it first happened, the beginning of this year. The U.S. Space Force is actually the United States Air Force Space Command that has actually been spun off into its own branch of service. And
which is exactly what happens in the show. It's funny. I didn't know any of this happened in real life. I did hear something about the Space Force show in Netflix suing the federal government for copyright infringement, and I believe they won.
That they want the name? No, at this point, it's still United States
Space
Force.
Right, but I believe they won, so we'll see what happens. But I think that they sued the Trump administration for the naming rights of Space Force because they actually made their show and copyrighted it before Space Force happened in December of 2019, right?
Right.
Yeah, December of 2019. I think the show was before. That's not confirmed, but I believe that's what I read. So anyway, sorry. Keep going.
No worries.
Let me ask, did they have to, was there like a bill in Congress that they had to go through? I mean, how was this established? Was it a congressional?
Yeah, the Defense
approval?
Authorization Act actually was passed, and what it basically said was, this agency is going to, as we say, stand up, which is the opposite of standing down.
So it used to be under the Air Force.
It used to be, yes.
And it used to just be Space Command or
yeah,
whatever?
Yeah, so here's what happened. The United States Air Force, within its hierarchy, had a unit, a division called the United States Air Force Space Command. That agency started back on September 1st of 1982, and its job was to take over space lift operations, like range safety for the Department of Defense, and NASA at the time was the only space entity. They monitored ballistic missiles, you know, and they did a bunch of things that were relevant to space operations for the United States Air Force. Had about 26,000 uniformed service personnel and civilian contractors that worked for them since 1982.
So the president one day didn't just decide. The president just decided, hey, I want a space force.
No,
actually went through Congress,
exists.
Had
well,
a bill.
It seems like it already existed. Well, they just enhanced
thing.
It. Basically, right. That probably just means you give it a lot more money. When it's its own branch.
Well, you know what winds up happening is, and this has happened a couple times in the course of history. For example, the Marine Corps used to be part of the Department of the Navy. They spun off because now they're big enough to be their own entity. The Air Force used to be part of the United States Army Air Corps, and after World War II, they spun off as their own branch. So this is not like something that's been unprecedented. Right. This is how it works.
And also when you're applying for budgets in Congress, now they can apply for their own budget. They don't have to be part of somebody else's budget.
Yeah, and they can focus more on, and that was the, Malkovich is the like head scientist in the show, and it's hilarious because he wants, you know, all this stuff for research and whatever, and Steve Carell wants like the bombs and the guns and the, you know, stuff like this. It's just kind of like a funny dichotomy.
All the things that they don't actually
yeah,
have.
Right, exactly. So, and part of the show is that it was a colossal waste of money. What do the resources look like for this? How many employees do they have? How big is this branch?
Now, this branch now is about 16,000 service members. The Space Force Space Command, I'm sorry, the Air Force Space Command had about 26,000 uniformed personnel and civilians. At this point, there are not really any civilians yet because, again, the branch is just starting up. So it's 16,000 people who were the uniformed people for the U.S. Air Force Space Command. What they did was they took them and just transferred them over. So yes, they have their own uniforms. Yes, they say U.S. Space Force on them.
And you know, we have this image of the Joint Chiefs of Staff all sitting around
yeah,
the table.
Exactly.
Is there now another table, another desk in the room, and it's the Space Command four-star
yes.
general?
That's in the show. That's exactly what Steve Carell gets a seat at the table now.
Well, yeah. I don't know if there's actually a Joint Chief yet from Space Command, but they do have their own four-star. He does have his own uniform, and if you actually, you can look us up online, it's pretty cool. It's an Air Force uniform, but it has different embellishments around the hat as opposed to being, you know, we used to call scrambled eggs.
Kind of like Scientology.
Yeah, but not.
They make up their own uniform. Okay, so what is the mission of the U.S. Space Force?
Yeah, so Space Force actually organizes, trains, and equips space missions and U.S. and allied interests into space. So, for example, we all know there's a space platform here in Florida where the space rockets go up into space in
Cape Kennedy.
In Cape Canaveral. Okay. We also know that at some point in time, the stuff comes down from space and they take it to California. Those lift off and come back down to Earth events are now controlled by U.S. Space Force.
What about things like, I know we've heard about the mountain or NORAD. You know, those kind of things that monitor rocket shot from other countries. Is this part of Space Force too?
It is.
Yes.
They
the
actually,
show it is.
Well, and because it's in
like
the show.
The show is just spot on.
You know, they
that's
probably
why I'm asking
just,
these questions.
They probably just took the Defense Authorization Act and that actually outlined what Space Force's mission was going to be. And they said, this can't be serious.
Or
and
maybe
made a movie.
Vice versa, where the show was played and then Trump was like, I think we should do that in real life.
What a great idea. We'll do that. What else to do? Ballistic missiles. They do, in fact, have control of all intercontinental ballistic missiles. The fun part is they also are responsible for all the satellites. So your GPS, run by U.S. Space Force. Your cell phone, the satellites that go up into space, run by U.S. Space Force. They actually even mapped all the space junk. I'm thinking, how much space crap can there be floating around up there? Apparently, it's an unreasonable amount of crap that floats around up there.
And it's traveling at 26,000 miles an hour.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
Right. So if it runs into a satellite, and it's happened, where space junk has run into a satellite and destroyed the satellite.
So that's one of the reasons. What are some of the other reasons why we even need a space force?
You know, there comes a point where the mission of the military unit and the units inside of them kind of come apart. And I'll use this as a personal example. The Marine Corps used to have an entire armored division. The Marine Corps realized they don't use tanks anymore. They leave it to the Army. So they have just disbanded that entire part of their operations. Same thing kind of happened here. The Air Force has its own real mission. Their real mission is to fly airplanes and be in responsible for everything that occurs in the air in the theater of combat. In today's world, the Space Force just doesn't fit into that mission. So what they did is when they took Space Command out of the Air Force, it just made sense for them to be functioning on their own plane. They handle their own budgets now. They've got their own technologies. They manage their own, you know, equipment, all their own satellites, which have nothing to do with airplanes.
But doesn't it, but isn't it, I mean, common knowledge, I would think, that there are satellites up there that have rockets, that have missiles, that you know, do all sorts of things that deal with our national defense.
That's classified. We're not allowed to talk about that on podcasts. But yes,
all
that stuff.
I've seen movies about it. Sure. That they're actually there.
But you know what else they do that's really interesting? And I found this out. You know that they timestamp transactions for world financial markets? So for example, if you buy and sell stocks, the purchase price of that stock varies by the millisecond. So they actually track the timestamps for all this stuff.
That sounds expensive.
I don't know. It must be. And do you use your gas card at the? Do you use your credit card at the gas pump?
Yeah.
Well, they apparently are responsible for handling all those transactions too.
So are they responsible when somebody steals our credit card?
I don't think they're responsible.
The Space Force.
Yeah, that doesn't
monitors our credit card transactions.
No, but they are responsible for the satellites that handle that manage those
right.
transactions.
Right. They're responsible for the satellites.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
So who do you think keeps the signal going back and forth?
Right. Okay.
Space Force.
So don't laugh at them because your credit card might not work.
Which means, by the way, that they, if they wanted to,
they could just cut everybody off.
Or they could monitor all of your credit card transactions.
Yeah, that is true. Okay, so where is the headquarters of Space Force?
All right. Actual headquarters is, they have an office, what they call the Pentagon. Okay. So you know why it's called the Pentagon, right?
Right.
Army, Navy, Air Force. So we have to knock it down and call it the hexagon and make it work.
Great.
But their actual official day-to-day operations run from Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado, which is where Space Command
used
to be.
That's also where it is in the show, is Colorado.
And you got to wonder, how does the Pentagon make room for an additional service like that? Because think about it, Pentagon was built in the 1940s.
Yeah, I don't know, because I'm sure they have to do some things different procedurally, but this already existed as the Space Command or whatever, right. But now it's just like a step up.
But it's night and day when you make them their own service and you give them their own share of the Pentagon, because then they start saying, well, we want 1/6 of the Pentagon because we are one of the 6 services. And you have turf wars
I'm sure that doesn't happen right away.
Listen, what's the worst that can happen? They build the second floor.
Okay, so where will members of the Space Force come from as they kind of grow? I know you said there's 16,000 so far, but where will they pull people from?
Right now, what they've done is they've taken all the service members from the Space Command from the Air Force, basically given them new uniforms and said, you are now Space Force until they get the operations up and running. Once that happens, and it's actually going to happen sooner than we think, I actually did see on their webpage, they actually have a recruiting page now. So they're going to start going out there.
I would think that'd be popular. I would think a lot of people these days would want to be in something like Space Force. Maybe the show on Netflix probably hurt that, but generally speaking, that's what I was
going
to say. Everybody wants to be in tech now, so when you go in the military, you'll probably want to be in the Space Force versus the Marines or something like that, I would think, you know?
You know how expensive, I mean, I'm going off of it, but how expensive it is to establish a new agency like this.
Right.
All right. So now we got, are they going to have their own academy? So are we going to, you know, we have the Air Force Academy, we have the Navy Academy, we have a Coast Guard Academy. Are we going to have our own academy with their own training? And how much is that going to cost?
The Coast Guard probably loves that they're on board now because they're like, yep,
we're not the baby anymore.
That's right.
Well, you know, the Marine Corps still does not have its own academy. Let me change that. The Marine Corps doesn't have its academy, but nowadays you don't have to go to the Naval Academy to go into the Navy.
Well, actually,
you can actually go to West Point, which is the Army's academy, and then join the Navy. You can cross-pollinate.
Any of the academies, but they each have their own. So I'm wondering.
Not all of them.
No, the Coast Guard.
But the Marines, again, they were just part of the Navy, so they had the Naval Academy. And the Coast Guard has their own
Space
academy.
Well, the Space Force could go to the Air Force Academy.
Right. So, I mean, it's going to be an interesting scenario. We'll see how much this costs.
One of the things that I think is going to be interesting is if you were to look up all the astronauts, they're across all branches of military service. There are Marines, there are Army, they are Air Force. They're normally pilots that go into the space program.
Again, that's also changed, too. You don't have as many pilots. Now you've got these techs.
Right, that fly the drones, all this stuff. All the people that were playing Fortnite when they were 12 drone pilots.
Well, $4 million drone, even going to space. Those guys, the majority of people going to space were never pilots.
Right.
They were have special skills like doctors or those kind of things for the experiments and the scientists when they go up. You know, it's not that way anymore.
And I wonder if people are even going to want to go up to space or if they just
They have the private companies selling seats on the first space flight.
Interesting you say that, because Space Force is not only responsible for all of our military applications, they're also going to be the agency that is responsible for dealing with intermediaries like NASA or SpaceX.
Or like interspatial crimes.
Crimes?
Is that intergalactic crimes? Is that how they're going to handle that?
I don't think they have an intergalactic crimes. I think that's Men in Black is still... yeah.
They still are the agents.
I got to tell you, this looks so cool. If I was 18 years old and I was going to enlist,
are they going to start taking over like nuclear weapons and stuff like that? Anything that's stored, you know, wherever it's stored in satellites or whatever, where we don't know, they're going to control all that. And then they're also going to deal with Elon Musk and people wanting to go to other planets and mine for gold or whatever they're going to mine for?
Elon Musk's company, and I can't speak for SpaceX, I don't know the ins and outs, but I think that although they're private, they do a lot of joint work with the government. I think that Space Force is going to be their point of contact.
It's crazy. It's going to be interesting to see how it goes into the future.
But one of the things that I think you're right, I can see a lot of 18-year-olds, because I remember when we were all in high school, you see the recruiters walking by and see the Marine in his fancy uniform and all the guys like, yeah, I want to be that guy. You know somebody's going to be like, yeah, I want to go be, you know, kill people in Mars. And then he gets a job basically mopping the floor at some nuclear silo in the middle of the country.
Exactly. Yeah, it's going to be interesting, but it's something new. It's something to keep your eye on. It's something to watch as it grows and see kind of how it formulates as time goes on. So hopefully you guys learned something new about Space Force. Go watch the show on Netflix. It's really funny. And check back with us next week. We'll have another new episode.
You've been listening to Peter's Proffer with Clearwater attorney Peter Tragos. The experienced lawyers at Tragos, Sartes, and Tragos discuss common legal questions, providing insight into the legal process and covering current events as they relate to the legal field. Find out more at tragoslaw.com.